Good morning. It's 4th of June. Our New Testament reading today is Hebrews 11. I'm going to read to you from Brother Dudley Fifield's book, Glimpses of Glory. This particular chapter is headed, Here We Have No Continuing City. I'm going to read two portions from it. I read. The 11th chapter of the Epistle to the Hebrews presents us with a series of examples of men and women who lived by faith. The context is that of Hebrew believers who were in danger of defecting from their allegiance to the Lord Jesus Christ and returning to the weak and beggarly elements of the law from which they had been delivered. It is almost certain that the epistle was written in the last days of Judah's commonwealth. The time was fast drawing near when the Mosaic constitution would be finally swept away before the might and power of Rome. These Hebrew believers were allowing the things that were to pass away to blind them to the eternal and abiding things that they had found in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we are not Hebrews. We have not been, as they were, brought up under an order of things that we loved and revered. We do not have the same sense of loyalty and devotion to a literal city as they had for the Jerusalem that then was. Nevertheless, the danger of defection can be just as real for us as it was for them. The world from which we have been delivered can be just as attractive and even more enticing, and the things that now are can capture our hearts and have just as devastating effect on our faith as those things had on some of them. Indeed, we do not even have to forsake the assembling of ourselves together, for we can cling to the things that now are while appearing at the same time to maintain our faith and commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ. A consideration of some of the witnesses brought to our attention in Hebrews 11 might help us to see more distinctly the comparison between those things that are to pass away and those things that are eternal. Brother Dudley now writes about such characters as Noah, Abraham, and Moses, before continuing with these words about the Lord Jesus Christ. The supreme example of faith is the Lord Jesus himself. It is in him that all God's promises of his coming kingdom are yea and amen. It is the resurrection of the Lord Jesus that has made all these things sure. It is his victory that should assure us of the certainty that God will establish the city that has foundations. The world in which we live is ever-changing. The material things it has to offer might seem sometimes to be attractive and offer us lasting satisfaction and happiness. Sometimes it is a hard lesson to learn that all these things are transient and fleeting and can give no lasting fulfilment. Like Moses, we have to develop a fixed gaze that can see beyond the things that are now to those things that are eternal. The exhortation of Hebrews is, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. In the midst of all life's changing scenes, we have to turn our backs on the things that now are and look to him who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. In all life's vicissitudes, he abides changeless and offers to us the promise of an eternal inheritance. Like those heroes of faith described in Hebrews, we must learn the true value of the things that are now compared with the abiding things that belong to God's kingdom. For here we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. Thank you for listening.